But Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you tonight that we can come from thy footstool into thy very throne room and into thy very presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. We thank you that the Word of God calls the blood of Jesus precious.
Amen.
And Lord, tonight we thank you that it is precious to each and every one of us tonight. We bathe in the price tonight. We wash in the price tonight. Lord, your word says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as the wool. We thank you, Lord, tonight for the washing whiter than the snow because of the blood of Jesus. Wash us afresh, we pray. Cleanse us afresh, we pray. Speak to us and comfort us and strengthen each one from your precious word tonight. Father, we know that your word shall not return void, but will accomplish and prosper in the thing you send it to. Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit, and I take again by faith the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's name, and I thank you undertake for me. Answer prayer tonight and help us to be led to pray and led to speak in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Now, I didn't read from Genesis, but I could have read from Genesis. And when you read from Genesis, there's three things. God said, God called, and God made. God said, God called, and God made. And then when we go over here to Hebrews, and it said, through faith we understand the world were framed by the word of God. God said it, God called it, and God made it. It's all God. So the power, there's power in the word of God. When we as sons and daughters of the living God begin to realize the power, the very creative power that's in the Word of God, then we too can speak and things can happen. But we only can do it if we really are convinced and we really believe it. We must be convinced, we must really believe it, and when we really believe it and speak it in faith, it shall be done. Because Jesus said what? Jesus said, whatsoever things ye desire, when you pray, believe that you have them and you will have them. Believe for them and you'll have them. Praise God. Now, listen to what I've wrote here. The creative power is contained in what God says. When he speaks, we then understand the truth, which will make possible all impossibilities and make easy what has always seemed to be so difficult. Until we learn the power of God's word. The thing that's so difficult, I'm not going to quote this, I wrote this when I was waiting on the Lord. The thing that seems so difficult, what we don't seem to be able to do, if we can really realize the power of God's word and be led to speak, that which seemed impossible will happen. When we really believe it, it can be done. Nothing shall be impossible. Amen. To them that believe. Nothing. Amen. Absolutely nothing. And I believe God's word. Everything's possible. And Jesus said, that which is impossible with man is possible with God. Amen. We're working with God. Amen. We're not working with someone that can feel. We're not working with someone that needs tested. It's already been proven. He's confirmed it with an oath. He could swear by no greater. He swear by himself. He's bound to the word. Yes. He's tied to it. He's obligated to do it. Amen. Only when we believe it. Faith must be put to the word. Without faith, it's just a letter. But the Bible says Jesus' words are spirit and life. Because of our faith, they were living words. Amen. And when we are moved by the same faith, we can speak. We can say something. As Brother John said on Sunday, that's God in us. The Lord speaking through the man of God. Amen. It's scripture. It's the Bible. God's given us that. What Adam lost through the fall, Jesus Christ restored at Calvary.
Amen.
It's been restored back. We're not waiting on it. It's been restored back. We're in a place of standing through Christ. We have a name tonight that's above every name. We've been given authority to pray in that name, to come before the Father in that name, to bring our petitions before God. And the Word of God said, not just to bring them, but the Bible says He hears us and He answers us. He hears us and He answers us because we have a high priest tonight. Until we learn the power of God's Word, that Word has not yet become a living thing to us until we learn the power of it. It has failed to take on vitality until we learn the power of it. A lot of people say, I believe the Word, I believe the Word, I believe the Word. That's just talking. It's more than just that. It's living. Amen. Jesus talked, but it just wasn't talk. It was action in the talk.
Amen.
It was a living Word. It actually worked. It performed something. It produced something. It did something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That Word is not yet come. It has failed to take on vitality. It has been only a beautiful doctrine, a creed, or a dogma. It has been dead, useless. Jesus' words, they're not dead and useless. They're spirit and they're life. They're more than just talk. God wants us, like your brother said on Sunday, to speak it, to say it.
Amen.
Then the life of God takes it. And it lives. It lives because of God's life. Listen, John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth.
Amen.
That's why Paul said it didn't come to you with a word only.
Amen.
He came with the Word, but not a word only.
Amen.
He's more than a word.
Amen.
He had to have the quickening power of the Word.
Amen.
William Branham said time and time again, he said to preach the gospel to demonstrate, not just speaking, it's demonstrating it.
Amen.
It's showing it. It's performing it. Heal the sick, raise the dead. That's what Jesus said.
Amen.
Jesus told them to do it. He told them to go and do it.
Amen.
You imagine that tonight? He said, go and heal the sick and go and raise the dead. He's already given them the commission to do it. You know the thing about that? That's even before Pentecost. Did you build that before Pentecost? And he said that.
Right.
Now we've had Pentecost, so that's even more effective.
Yes.
It can be done. But we must believe it. Wigglesworth knew it. There's other wonderful men of God knew it. And you remember what John Wesley said, a Methodist. My, we need more John Wesleys. Praise God. And I know the Methodist today is nothing compared to John Wesley, but it doesn't change the fact John Wesley was a man of God.
Yes.
He said, where men will take faith in God, the dead can be raised. Even the dead can be raised where men will put faith in God. That's John Wesley. Imagine that. I'll tell you, that's something, isn't it? It is spirit. It's the spirit that quickeneth. The blind profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they're life. They're more than just sayings. They're actually the real thing. Do you ever have a service, you know, where somebody's preached or you've heard somebody preach and you know the words that's getting into the people? Peter did. Now, I'm using Peter because we could use Jesus. You would say, well, that was the Lord. Well, I've used Peter. Peter, the Bible says, why, Peter, yet speak these words?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost come on them.
Yes, amen.
There was light with a word.
Amen.
There was a quickening with a word.
Yes.
There was an authority. There was a power that come with it. And it came on them. Now, if somebody comes on you, did you ever hear the old saying years ago, you know, a bunch of fellas, you're getting into a fight, fall on them. Fall, tell them. That means, you know, you get on to them. You know, you're going to feel it, aren't you? The Spirit of God coming on you and in you. You know, it's one thing We want it in us, but we want it on us. All the flesh is wet. How many believe that?
Amen.
It's what's wrong with it. It birthed you from in here. It's bound to be good for out here. It has to be. Because of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, why Peter yet speak these words? The Holy Spirit came upon them, fell upon them. It talks in the Bible of it falling upon them, coming upon them.
Amen.
That's how the Bible talks. And it also talks about being filled.
Amen. Glory.
So it's upon them, coming upon them, and then it talks about filling them. That's inside and outside.
Amen.
That's everywhere. Isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
I tell you what, you feel that.
Amen.
How could you not feel that? You'd have to feel it. If William Branham said every time he comes, I feel like I could die, that sensation, in the sense of he can literally feel it. So surely if the Holy Spirit comes in the service, we should be fit to sense it, to feel it. We can. I believe we can. I believe
Amen.
We're fibbing if we say we can't. Certainly we can. It's like when a brother preaches under the anointing, we can feel it. We can feel it. If he doesn't have an anointing, we can feel that as well. But we don't have the feeling. There's a sense that you have a sense that someone's moving. You sense it. Isn't that right? Thank God for it. Listen to this, when God speaks the same creative power that was drawn upon when he spoke the word into existence again, goes into action, his word today is just as effective, just as powerful, yet just as creative as it was when the words were framed by the word of God.
Amen.
Just as effective today.
Amen.
God's words lost no power.
Praise the Lord.
That's the thing about it.
Amen.
People mightn't have the faith to make it work, but the words lost no power.
Amen.
But word people will take the faith that will still do the same thing.
Amen.
Its power has never changed.
Right.
It still is effective. It still is powerful as ever it was. Now I'm going to read you Hebrews 11:3. We've read, we'll read from Ezekiel 12:25. Ezekiel 12:25. Just keep talking in Hebrews 11:3. But in Ezekiel 12:25 it says this, for I am the Lord, I will speak. And the word that I will speak shall come to pass.
Yeah.
So when God actually speaks, now that can be through a man, that can be through a battle. It can be preaching, prophesying, you know what I'm saying. But if it is God speaking, it will come to pass.
Right.
That's what God's saying. The words that I speak will come to pass.
Yes.
Listen to this. It shall be no more prolonged. No more prolonged. You won't have to wait long for this, sister. This is the word of the Lord. Boys, I'm really feeling this tonight. I'm telling you, God's going to do something. Praise God. I hadn't planned to preach from these scriptures, but when we went in the office tonight, this is what I kept getting. And I wasn't going to preach at all. We'll have a prayer meeting, but I kept getting this. This is for somebody. It's for all of us, but you know what I'm saying.
Amen.
This is God's word.
Amen.
It shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, and will perform it, saith the Lord. I will say the word. Let's look at the eyes in here again, like John 15:11 eyes. Here's the eye again. This is the Lord.
Amen.
I'll do it.
Amen.
It didn't say you. You can't perform it. You just believe it. He performs it. God never said to Abraham, I'll tell you what, Abraham, here's the promise. Now you're going to have to perform it. He didn't say that. Abraham believed it. And the eye performed it.
Amen. Yes.
When the angel overshadowed the Virgin Mary, and he said there shall be a performance of those things, Mary said, let it be unto me according to your word. She believed the word, and there was a performance of what was spoken.
Amen.
God performed what God spoke, but she recognized it, believed it, acted upon it, and said, let it be. All you have to do is say, let it be. Yeah, I'll do it. The Lord, He'll do it. I will perform it. Okay, he says it won't be for long. So this won't be a drawn out. You see, I really believe that we're coming into the era of time when God will do things quick. I believe that. I believe God can do it quick. Now, if you study some of the great moves of God, even in recent times, when you go to Africa, take for example, and I know I'm saying Reinhard Bonnke, I make no apologies for that, but you look, when he first went out and he had a tent, 30 people was coming, 40 people, then there was a prophecy, and the prophecy said to Reinhard Bonnke, the Lord will now do it. God will now do it. And how that God would anoint him, how that God would use him. And then when he had his meetings, it was no more 30s and 40s, multitudes. That no tank could hold them. There were so many. Now people say they're all not crying. Well, maybe they're not, but I'll tell you one thing. If they're saved, it's better than not being saved.
Yes.
And if the foolish virgin is still saved, if they still go to heaven, it's better than not being saved. So to talk against it, to me, something's wrong with a man that talks against it. Because if he has the Holy Spirit, why would he talk against what the Holy Spirit has done? Because Bucky didn't do it, the Holy Spirit done it, but he chose him, he used him. At 10 years old, a woman stood up in a meeting. She said, I see a young man breaking bread to multitudes of black people. She said, you're the man, Reinhard Bonnke, the German eagle. That's what the prophecy said. The German eagle. And you know, there's lots of brothers around the matches recognized that Perry Green was one. He knew it, that it was God that did it. Now, but this is just an example of what I'm saying is, you see, God didn't prolong it. God brought a multitude in. And remember, that's not that long ago.
Yes.
That's not the 50s.
Hey,
that's more recent.
Amen.
And God brought them in. There's another man, I can't remember his name, God, from, you know, he did the tapes and things. Oh, he's a strange looking man. He did that tape on the lamp. He did also one about Hell's Gates and all. Czechoslovakia, God used him there. But this man, God showed him on a map where the revival's coming. Right. His name's gone from me. He's still living the day. No, no. God used him, the Iron Curtain. Out there, all them countries where there was no move of God, no revival, this man was used of God. He had cancer in his throat. He had cancer down inside him. He had to go for an operation. His doctor told him, you're going to have to go for an operation. You lost your voice. It's a good chance of it. Where they'd operate, everything. God had already told him where there's going to be a revival. There's going to be a move of God. He went and he prayed and he says, Lord, you told me I would go and see this. This is where it would happen. Now he says, Lord, I'm booking the flight tomorrow, so you need to heal me between now and the morning. And God completely healed him overnight. From cancer, everything in his throat, God completely healed him. And he went and saw the revival. And I saw the film of the services he had on a stadium where they, like a track. And one person would have had a cast on with a broken leg, was healed, and they ran around the track, right round. I saw it. That's what God done. And many of people were seeing. You know, you have to understand something. Russia and Czechoslovakia and them countries where there was Iron Curtain, you go in there to preach, you get in jail. That's the way it used to be. They had to smuggle Bibles in there. But this man saw revival in them countries. You take tapes of this man. David Page.
Not David Wilkinson. Or Marshall Epperson, no?
No, no, no. This man's still living, but he's getting on now. Tall man, funny looking man. Well, that sounds strange. I'll tell you, you ever see that book? It's called The Woman Rides the Beast. Yes. He did a tape in
that. David Hathaway.
David Hathaway. Mm-hmm. Who's heard of David Hathaway? That's the man. David Hathaway. But what I'm saying is, you see, we can get to a place where we think God can't move today in any sort of a big way. He'd save a couple. But God can.
Yes.
Them men's proof that God can.
Amen.
That's recent. That's not 50 years ago. That's more recent.
Amen.
More recent. So God can still do it. And God said he no more prolong it. But you see, let's say, people always say, the bride's a certain number, right? All right. The bride's a certain number. Let's say you believe that. Maybe it is, but I could never know what the number is. I'm not even going to try to do it. But I'm going to tell you one thing, what I can prove from this Bible. The foolish virgin is a number that no man can number. So I'll tell you what, there's a lack of foolish virgin to come in.
Yes.
Now, I know preachers have stood on platforms and they've said, my message is only to the bride, not to the foolish virgin. When they don't have the Spirit of Jesus, I'm sorry.
Amen.
They couldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same Holy Spirit that seals and saves the wise is the same Holy Spirit. If the foolish are just saved and they just make it, let's say like that, it's still the same God that loves them and saves them. So how could it not be God that wants to do it? Now we know there's going to be those that have the Holy Spirit and go on the rapture and those that don't. We know that. But I'll tell you one thing, if a person just gets saved, they're still saved.
Amen.
They're not going to hell.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'd like to see all my children saved.
Amen.
I would trust them being the bride, but if they're not, I'd like to see them saved.
Mm-hmm.
And I have friends and loved ones I want to see saved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, people used to say, you know, you've got people to make decisions, but like, did they come into the message? Well, you see when somebody talks to you like that, they're not in it. They've just identified they're not in it.
Amen, that's right.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Because if they had the Spirit of Christ in them, they would love that. They would rejoice.
Right.
Because the Bible says the angels
Amen.
Rejoice.
Amen.
The angels
Amen.
Rejoice.
Amen.
At one sinner coming home.
Right.
So we have the Spirit of the Lord, we should rejoice.
Amen.
But we certainly want to see people go as far as we can, but they need the Holy Spirit. They don't need a doctor.
Amen.
Listen to this, Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. God's word's powerful. 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. It's eternal.
Amen.
Now the word that said in the beginning, God spoke. God said it, God made it, God did it, right? But this same word that endured forever still has power in it. The word is always has the same power with it. You know, there used to be sayings which were not true. Maybe some of us did say them at times, maybe I have in the past, but they're not true. I'll tell you that tonight. You see when people say the word needed restored, that's actually a false doctrine. God's word never needed restored.
Amen.
Never.
It
can't.
Because
Jesus is the word.
Amen.
How could John 1:1 need restored?
Amen.
That's false teaching.
Right.
People needed restored too.
Yes.
Right. The church needed restored, but not actually the word.
Amen. That's right.
The word doesn't need restored.
Amen.
And when God sent the Spirit of Elijah to bring a restoration, it's not to restore Jesus.
Amen.
Because Jesus is superior in anything.
Amen.
But you see, to bring a restoration of all things in the sense of placing everything in order, to bring us back to what the first church already had.
Amen.
Amen.
A restoration is to bring it to its original condition. If you have someone extra on it, it's not the same.
Amen.
If we just get it back, you know, let's be honest about it.
Yes, amen.
You know, if we get it back to what it was, we'll be happy enough.
Amen.
Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
But you see, people are going to praise us and saints in that scripture.
Faith.
Ask for the deep spirit. Now, what is ask for the deep spirit? It's not to say there's only one Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's two spirits. One of them is the spirit of the devil. The spirit of the word, which you saw the other week, but there's one Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our part of the part. You see, all that, it's not scripture.
Amen.
Baptized by one spirit into one body.
Amen.
Amen. So you see, people can judge people to say that things are not true, but what about what they have themselves is not true?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
What's the difference? If they're both false statements, which one's the worst?
Yes.
They both went in the balls and found one.
Amen.
It has to be the word.
Yes.
Amen.
And Brother Branham told Perry Green, he said, keep your balls in the scripture.
Yes. Amen.
He didn't say, Perry, keep your balls in my message.
Amen.
He never said that.
Amen.
He said, keep your balls in the scripture.
Right.
Now, George Quinn had a dream. It's George Quinn's own dream. And George Quinn's dream, some years back, he told the testimony, there's lots of things around the message. It's the same every now and again, it comes up, it's the same devil. Are we in the message or not? Have you ever heard of that? Certainly you have. Put you in one, you're in one week, brother, and you're out the next week. I'm glad nobody puts you in or out.
Amen.
God sees you in.
Amen.
That's it. But he was thinking about this, and there was different talk, and he said he had a dream, and he came before Brother Branham in the prayer line. And he came up before Brother Branham and the Lord, or Brother Branham said to Brother Quinn, God bless you, Brother Quinn. And then he turned and he said to him, God bless you as you go to India. And he told him about him going to India. And he said, the Lord bless you as you go to India. And God has blessed him in India. He saw things in India. Perhaps he hasn't saw here, because God did that. But then he says to him, Brother Branham, am I preaching your message? Am I preaching the message? And Brother Branham said, Brother Quinn, are you preaching from the Word of God? The Bible? And he says, ah, he says, then you're preaching the message. That's the gospel.
Amen.
That is the message, the gospel.
Yes, amen.
And here's the thing. You don't have a message if you don't preach the gospel.
Amen.
You have no message.
Amen.
Because it is the real message.
Amen.
It's the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Listen to this. Romans 4:16. Therefore, if it is expedient that it might be by grace to the end of the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith of Abraham,
yes,
who is the father of us all. So you can have a man that knows very little, right? But he can say a scripture and take it and make it work.
Amen.
You can have another father that knows a lot, but he can't make it work.
Yes.
But he's not using the same faith.
Amen.
So it's not on what we can learn, it's what the Lord does. It's faith. Faith in God. Faith in God's word. And I'll tell you, you know, when you get the Holy Spirit, he'll teach you to learn you anyhow. John 14 says that. Show you things to come. And you know, we know that God sent a message. We believe all them things. We're not against it. We're all for it.
Amen.
But we're definitely not for 50 versions of it.
Amen.
Probably more than that. But anyhow, we're for the real thing or nothing. Romans 4:21 says, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Mm-hmm.
He was fully persuaded.
Amen.
When you're fully persuaded, you're convinced it can be done. And Abraham was fully persuaded, fully convinced God could do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was as good as done. He, before 26 years, before he saw it happening, he believed it. 26 years. Don't forget how I read earlier. This is not going to be 26 years now, but I'm talking about tonight. God said it won't prolong it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe we're waiting 26 years. God said it won't prolong it. But Abraham waited 26 years. He still believed.
Yes.
We haven't been waiting that long. But we need to still believe.
Praise the Lord.
Let me read this text. Works is faith expressed. This is a quotation. When it's revealed to you, when it is really something you can't make it happen, it's got to be revealed to you. Then you don't even consider anything else. How impossible it is. Don't consider what the doctor said. You don't consider what the mama said, papa said, what the preacher said, what anybody else said. You just consider what God said. Nothing else. Only what God said. He considered not his own body now dead, neither the dead in the third room. It wasn't even brought under consideration. Oh my, that just shakes me. Body dead, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb, not even brought under consideration. He never considered it. No circumstances will be considered when faith finds its bedding ground. When a germ gene from a man finds the egg in a woman, and both them fertile, something's going to happen, hallelujah. The doctor can say, you'll not have a baby. I can prove that. Your genes are dead in your body, and her eggs will never be fertile. But let that fertile egg, let that germ twist itself to that egg one time. Watch what happens. That little boy or girl comes on the scene. Why? Faith has found its belly ground. Works goes to follow, amen. God has mercy upon us. Oh God, if we was rugged Christians like we should be, if we were men and women who could take God at his word, you can do it until it's revealed to you. And that's what he says. It has to be revealed to you. Now that's like when you have a time, but it can't be done. But God says it will be done. God can do it.
Yes, amen.
God can do it. Now, David Hathaway went to the doctor, and the man's cancer in his throat, and he looked, that's quite something, isn't it? Like, what I just think it is. I think it's really an outstanding miracle.
Amen.
The man was told, you know, you'll have to do this operation, you'll not be going anywhere to preach. He told him, they said, as a matter of fact, after this operation, with the cancer in your throat, you'll probably lose your voice. And he went to pray that night, and by the morning, God healed him.
Amen.
And God actually showed him on a map where the revival's coming, and it happened.
Amen.
I'll tell you, God can still do it.
Amen.
If God can show David Hathaway, if God can do it for other men, God can still do it.
Amen.
We ought not to limit God. I believe we have to be careful, all of us, myself included, when we preach, that we don't limit God.
Amen.
But it'll just be one or two.
Yes.
Because God can bring in multitudes. What's a million to God? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. God can save a million as quick as one, because he's God.
Amen.
You see, there's no thing as if it's hard for God. That concept, not God, that doesn't happen. For me and you, when we go to do something, we see the difficulty of it, but there's no difficulty with God.
Amen.
Because he's Almighty God.
Amen.
He can do it.
Amen.
He just wants us to believe it. It is written Jesus could have demonstrated any gift, but he used the word of God.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, a lot of people quote that, you know, and then they think, like, well, we'll just read something. I don't believe it just means it like that. I believe he knew what he's talking about. I'll tell you, he knew who he was. Jesus knew who he was. He knew what he was talking. And the enemy, he knew who he was. And the enemy knew him. The Bible says, fear and tremble. You know, they knew him. Who thou art, thou Holy One of Israel? Art thou come to torment us before the time? They were afraid of the anointing upon him. They were afraid of that. And I'll tell you, you need to realize who you are.
Amen.
You're the redeemed of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
You're the Lord.
Amen.
If I can tell you whatever he wants, he's alive.
Yes.
Let us come and pray. Really pray tonight. Pray that the Lord will have his way. Praise God.
Yes.
Remember me in prayer as well. Remember Brother John in your prayer to go. And I've been invited to Norway. But I'll only be away for on a weekend. At Easter to Norway and then out of the bank. So I'm not away long, but just pray. You know, the last time I went to Norway, it was difficult preaching. But then the pastor's daughter came on the prayer line and she had a skin condition for a long time. and she couldn't get, you know, they've tried different things, and the Lord completely healed her. And when I went back again after that, quite a time after her, I met the brother, Pierre Johansson, and he told me, he said, the Lord's completely healed her. And that did something. And there's people came to the Lord in them meetings. And I just thank the Lord, you know, it's worth it, isn't it worth it? But you pray for all these meetings as well as I go back to Scotland next month as well. For all the services in Dublin next weekend, not this weekend, but the following one after that, I go down to Dublin. Just pray the Lord will have his way. Pray tonight for Pete, that God will really touch him.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that your word is the truth. You spoke it, you said it, you performed it. Lord, you spoke the word. Oh, Lord Jesus, you're powerful tonight. Your words are powerful. You've never changed. You said, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. We know you truly are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Heavenly Father, there's people in this room tonight. Lord, you said, I will no more prolong it. But Lord, the things we've been praying about, seeking about, Lord, we know it can be done. Because you're able to do it. And Father, we look to you this evening. And we say, let it be no more prolonged. But let there be a performance amongst us of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Of a mighty move of salvation for our homes and upon our families. And even in our townland and in our community. May there be a mighty move of the power of God. Lord, forgive us when we downrate it for this age as if you can't do it. Forgive us for unbelief. Oh God, fill us with faith. Stir us with your own word. For we know that faith cometh by hearing and by hearing the word of God. Bless every brother in this room. Bless every sister. Bless all the children that's here and the children at home. We claim the power of the blood over them. We pray you'll speak to them. We pray you'll move them. We pray you'll save them and deliver them.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Yes. And Father, we ask for all these meetings in Australia and Norway and Scotland and Dublin and here. Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord will move in a very special way. Oh God, that many might be the slave of the Lord. That signs and wonders will accompany the preaching of your word, for you have promised that it will happen. Lord, it did happen in the book of Acts. And Lord, we are a people that believe. We're restored back to the truth, to the true Bible, to the true word of God. And Father, you are the I. And we know you're in the midst, and we know you're here. And you know we've promised to bless us. And we know we can call upon your name tonight. And you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Father, we lift before you Keith Allison this evening.
Yes, Lord.
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the mighty healing upon his body.
Amen.
Oh, Father, rid him of every disease and of fear.
Amen.
And oh, God, fill him with fear. Fill him with your love and your joy. And heal him, we pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Strengthen him. Take fear from her. Fill him with boldness. And fill him with faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Oh, Father, grant it tonight. Grant God that you'll move amongst us even here tonight. Grant you'll pour your spirit upon us. Grant you'll fill us with Christ. Oh, God, fill us again. With the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, if there's anybody in this room tonight needs a touch on their body, heal them now in Jesus' name. Touch them now in Jesus' name. Do a miracle for them now for your glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just let's continue to seek the Lord.